You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
.901 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer. Okay, my friends, it is a huge story. Obviously, we've been talking a lot about the Senate and President Trump and the potential nomination of a replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It appears the president will make his pick late this week, Friday or Saturday. As things stand right now, Amy Coney Barrett is the front runner. Judge Barbara Lagoa, she's also a very good pick, is second. I think those are the two he's really kind of settling on right now. But anyway, we'll know in the next couple of days. So I'm going to keep you posted, I promise. However, Attorney General Bill Barr has now designated three U.S. cities, big cities, New York City, Portland, and Seattle, as anarchistic cities. In other words, anarchist jurisdictions where the police, because of the mayors, have lost control over law and order and public safety. This is now going to pave the groundwork for withdrawing or rescinding or repealing federal funding. The mayors are going apoplectic. Ironically, many residents are cheering Bill Barr on, saying if that's what it takes for these mayors to finally do their job and let the police start arresting these criminals and rioters and looters, then that's what it takes. I want to go back to Lisa in Medford. Lisa, you were saying you were recently at the Trump store. You were meeting Trump supporters, and many of them are just flabbergasted, saying, how much more is the left going to continue to do this, playing politics, flirting with violence? And now you're right, bringing up even impeaching the president simply for filling a vacancy on the Supreme Court.
Correct. It's just, you know, we're all exhausted, so I can't even imagine how the president feels or how he does it. And, you know, he goes rally after rally. The guy has more energy than I do. I want what he's having. But, you know, in all seriousness, they can see. Luckily, you know, we can see right through what's going on. They're out there throwing tantrums on the left, and we're out here having protests, our rally protests, if you will, which is much more pleasant. But I don't know how much more any of us can take. You know, we're definitely going to be making our voices heard at the ballots. And as a matter of fact, what I wanted to say to you real quick was, and I tried to say this another time, but I couldn't hold on. I had mailed out my questionnaire from the Trump campaign. It was a little index card, and you put it in the envelope. I mailed it out on a Friday. It showed back up in my mailbox at my house on Monday. I don't know how it did that, but somebody took out the card, and they taped the back and just stuck it back in my mailbox.
Unbelievable.
Can't make this up.
Mm-hmm. So you think it was somebody from the U.S. Postal Service?
I'm not going to point fingers. I don't know. You know, people tell me pursue it, but you have to pick and choose your battles. And, you know, I have bigger fish to fry over here. But, you know, as far as the customers coming in, and it's a great environment. It's a very positive environment up there. And I'm happy. You know what I mean?
Good for you.
Up at the store. It's just great.
Good for you, Lisa. Lisa, as always, thank you very much for that call. Look, I don't want to get sidetracked because I want to stay on this issue, but that's my real concern with mail-in balloting. It's not just me, many people. They're just going to pull the ballot out. If they know you're a Trump supporter or you come from a zip code that they know is heavily conservative or pro-Trump or Republican, just start pulling out the ballots. Now, in Michigan, again, I really don't want to get sidetracked, but in Michigan, listen to this. The state judge has not just delayed the election 14 days. In other words, mail ballots can be counted 14 days, 2 weeks after November 3rd. No postmark. That's the part I find incredible. Incredible, okay? But now they're going to have unguarded drop boxes where you can drop in all, that's ballot harvesting, where you can just start dropping your ballots in there. Now, it's unguarded. So, ballots can be stolen. Nobody knows. Ballots can be tampered with. Nobody knows. They are doing everything in their power to try to rig this election. And notice, they're not doing it in Wyoming or Montana or, you know, Iowa or Kansas, where it's not just that they're Republican states. You know Trump's going to win those states. No, 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 no. It's in all the key battleground states, the must-win states that everybody knows. You win these six or eight states, that'll decide the election. It's Michigan, it's Ohio, it's Pennsylvania, it's Wisconsin, it's Florida. That's where all these shenanigans are taking place. They're trying to steal this election. It is so obvious. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked. 617-266-6868. Okay, this is a really good email from Diane. Speaking of New Yorkers fleeing New York City, Jeff, I have driven across the country. I've been to the Pacific Northwest, Montana, Wyoming, Midwest, and now down south. And I have seen many New York license plates throughout my travels. They are fleeing. These states welcome people, but they're worried about their states being changed. They say we welcome new residents, but we will not let them change our way of life. Montana, in fact, has a video out specifically saying that respect our way of life and they will not let people ruin their state. Well, that's the big danger. It's what, you know, it's what's happened to New Hampshire, but all these Massachusetts refugees fleeing, they flee the crime, they flee the high taxes, they flee the sanctuary cities. And then when they go up to New Hampshire, what do they vote for? More soft on crime policies, more liberals, more tax and spend, more sanctuary cities. They recreate the very conditions they're allegedly fleeing from. Now, Arizona is the same thing. That used to be once a solidly red state, a beautiful state. And then all these California refugees, they leave California, they go to Arizona, and guess what? Now Arizona's trending blue. They vote for the exact same policies they fled in California. 617-266-6868. This is from Maria. Hi, Jeff. I guess she left from Massachusetts. Hi, Jeff. I moved up here to New Hampshire after giving up the fight in East Boston where I felt alone. But this past Saturday, I was driving down to Revere, could not believe how many moving trucks were heading north. That's my point. That's what Grace has been telling me. Either they're fleeing to New Hampshire, completely leaving the state, or they're leaving Boston, Cambridge, that area, and going to the suburbs and to the more distant towns because they're sick of the crime, they're sick of Black Lives Matter, they're sick of the urban blight, they're sick of the high standard of living, and high cost of living, forgive me, they're sick of how expensive it is. And, you know, after a while, when you keep hearing boom, 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 boom all night because of shooting after shooting after shooting, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking this is not good for Ashton and Ava. You know what? It'll take me longer to get to work. It'll be a little bit more inconvenient. But, honey, at least we'll be alive. So I would be leaving Boston as well. 617, just my opinion. 617-266-6868 is the number. Let's go to Steve in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding, Steve, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Very good. How are you, Steve?
I got out of the People's Republic of Massachusetts about a year and a half ago before all this stuff, and I'm happy I moved.
I was going to ask you, do you regret it?
No, not at all. God, no. I'm retired, and the state of Mass took like $120 a month out of my retirement check. New Hampshire doesn't.
Wow, that's,
you know,
hey, listen, $120, I, that goes a long way.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm loving living up here, and it's a little, the country's crazy. I don't care what anybody says. I can't believe if anybody would vote for Biden and Kamala Harris. I just, but there is, they're out there. I see more Trump signs up here than Biden signs, you know.
Steve, but, I'm just curious, when you talk to people in New Hampshire, the pro-Biden people, I don't know if you do, but if you do, what's the reason they give? Is it just he's not Trump, we hate Trump? Is that the only reason?
You know, I believe it is, even though I haven't spoken to anybody about it.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Because I know how volatile and crazy the people are, you know. But
I hear you. Steve, I got to tell you, in this crazy environment, anything can happen on November 3rd. I think Trump's going to win. I think he's going to win in a landslide. But with all these moonbats out there, you just never know. 617-266-6868 is the number. Should residents in those cities leave? .919 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, lines are blazing. I'm going to get to the calls, I promise, but I would be remiss if I did not at least touch on this. Biden is clearly now in the advanced stages of dementia. Now, I know many of you know this, but the evidence is becoming now so irrefutable and overwhelming that you got to ask the question, when will the Democrats pull the plug? Because this is really now starting to border on elder abuse. It really is. Now, if you need any more proof that Biden is a teleprompter puppet, that he can't do anything without a teleprompter, you got to listen to this. So we know now that Biden, when he takes questions from reporters, the photo, the video footage has been released. People see it. Someone is typing up his answers for him on a teleprompter, which means they're spoon feeding the questions to these so-called reporters. They regurgitate it back to Dementia Joe. And then as they regurgitate the questions, the person is writing an answer for him on a teleprompter. Well, Biden was finally taken out of the basement, and he felt he had to give a speech on the coronavirus. And the media is going crazy with this number of 200,000 deaths, this landmark 200,000 figure, which they say is due to the coronavirus, i.e. it's a genocide. Trump is solely responsible for all 200,000 deaths. That's what Pelosi has said. She even says that could be the ground that they impeach him on, if they want to impeach him to derail his attempt to put forth the nominee to replace the vacancy left by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So Biden is now going on about this great, you know, this great figure of 200,000. It's now a landmark. So listen to him. He's clearly reading from a teleprompter. Listen to Biden. It is stunning. Roll Cut 24, Christian.
If Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died probably by the time I finish this talk.
200 million. Now, he didn't correct himself. He just kept on going. 200 million. You know what 200 million people have died? 200 million. Christian, do me a favor. Play the cut again, please. Por favor.
If Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died probably by the time I finish this talk.
Now, that's two-thirds of the entire U.S. population. It's a little bit less. We're about 330 million people, you know, give or take a few million. But still, that's about two-thirds. So he just delivers a speech where he says two-thirds of the American population has been killed off by the coronavirus. Two-thirds. Gone. Dead. Dead. Finito. Buried under the ground. Now, I understand he was thinking of 200,000, or in fact, his person who wrote the writing his chatter, his script on the teleprompter, was thinking 200,000 and miswrote it or whatever, and it came out as 200 million. But this is the problem. Biden was never an intelligent person. Seriously, he's never been known for being intelligent, ever. That was never his reputation. He's always been known as a below intelligence kind of guy. Okay, below average intelligence. But even the Biden of 5 years ago, somewhere in his brain, alarms would have gone off that 200 million, it just, no, that can't be the right figure. And he would have said, yo, 200 million. I mean, I'm sorry, I meant 200,000. But no, he can't, because he's a pathetic shell of the man he used to be. He is nothing more than a shadow of his former self. This is what happens when you have a man who's clearly now senile and suffering from the advanced stages of dementia. He doesn't stop to say, no, I'm sorry. Not 200 million, 200,000. Nah, whatever they put up, he just reads it. And he has no comprehension of whether it's realistic, plausible, you know, anywhere within the universe. If it's 200 million, it's 200 million. If they told him 200 trillion, he would go 200 trillion dead. Well, there's only, what, 7, 8 billion people on the planet. It doesn't matter. Okay, then it's 200 billion dead, 200 trillion dead. Now, even if he manages to win, or to be more accurate, they manage to steal it for him. Okay, they manage to rig it and steal it for him. I am telling you, and I will bet you the best steak at the Hanover Street Chop House, he will never serve as president. They may use him as a Trojan horse to get him into the presidency. He will never serve as president. You don't know the difference between 200 million and 200,000? And by the way, that 200,000 figure is completely bogus, but let that go. Then there is something seriously wrong with you. That's what I mean when I say he cannot be president of the United States. Not that he should not. He literally cannot. Now, as for that 200,000 figure, that's people who have died with the coronavirus. That's what the media is now hyping. You see, whenever Trump closes the gap, whenever in the polls he starts closing in on Biden, then they have to go to the fear-mongering and to the panic porn. So if you notice, look at the CDC, their own numbers. No one's dying from the flu anymore. No one's dying from cancer anymore. It's incredible. It's like we've cured cancer. What they do is they record any death. You die from cancer, you die from a car accident, you die from a heart attack, you die from suicide, whatever it may be. If you happen to have the coronavirus, The cause of death was COVID-19. The real number is 9,210. Those who have died directly due to the coronavirus. That's less than the flu. That's less than how many people die in car accidents every year. In other words, it's the greatest hype and exaggerated story in history. Your calls next.
Because if you could take care, you were a quartermaster, you can sure in hell take care of running a, you know, department store thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies department or whatever. You know what I mean?
this is the man that the Democrats and the media tell us is fit as a fiddle to be president of the United States. Ay, ay, ay. Jeff Kooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, it's all on the table. We can talk about Dementia Joe. He now says 200 million Americans have died from the coronavirus. Or, of course, we can continue our conversation. Attorney General William Barr has now designated three cities, New York City, Seattle, and Portland, as anarchistic cities. They're basically anarchist jurisdictions or anarchist zones, paving the way to now defund those cities because the mayors have been derelict in their duty to round up the criminals, the rioters, and enforce law and order. Good move, bad move. And if you lived in those cities, would you be fleeing as many of them are now? 617-266-6868. Jack, let's go to first Eileen in Reading. Thanks for holding, Eileen, and welcome. Hello, Eileen? Eileen, I need you to turn.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The radio down, and then we'll get back to you. Jack in Norwood. Thanks for holding, Jack, and welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Jeff.
Hi.
Listen, if I could just, this is very important. The strategic underpinning of this whole thing is stealing the election at the ballot box. These distractions, as planned as they are, it's like a military battle where you lay down flak and you lay down cover to distract your opponent from what your real objective is. The real objective here is stealing the election at the ballot box. COVID-19, the riots in the cities, the activity of Biden, these are all distractions to keep the Trump people putting out little fires. When the big thing is, Jeff, nine states have sent out ballots to registration lists that in some cases are 8 years old. If people voted in 16, or in the congressional election in 18, they have those names that are 2 and 4 years old. But the others on the list are could be 8, 10 years old. 11 to 12% of the U.S. population moves every year. If the names from the last presidential election in 4 years, that's 40% of the people who were there then aren't there now. So who's getting the ballots that are sent out to every address? Who's getting those ballots? How are they harvesting them? How are they getting back in? I mean, this is what the Republicans need to focus on. Unfortunately, they're not, because I want to give you an example, Jeff. I know you know the suburbs. I was in the town of Plainville during the primary elections here recently. They have a series of course, the town halls are closed. People can't get any services. So you have to go, if you're paying your tax bill, you have to go drop it in a little box in front of town hall. Well, they got three boxes out there for town administrative business, for the tax collector, and then they have the mail drop-in box. Now, while I'm there paying a tax bill and getting my envelope organized, a lady comes up with a bag and a key. She goes to the mail, to the drop-in voting box, opens the bottom drawer, takes all the ballots, puts it in her bag, locks the box back, goes back to the parking lot, gets in her car, and drives away. Now, the town hall and the registrar and all that clerk and everything is in the building, right? So I'm saying, who is that? Where the hell is she going with those ballots? What they want is, see, that's out of the U.S. postal system, so it's not a federal crime. They want these drop-off boxes, so they ballot harvesting in the – it's legal in California, but you can avoid a federal crime if you're harvesting ballots if it's out of a drop box.
Oh, I hear you. No, Jack, I mean, just to reinforce what you're saying, you're completely right. Look, a Michigan state judge, Michigan, key battleground state, not only extended the deadline for mail-in balloting 2 weeks after November 3rd, 2 weeks. That's March 7th. Yeah. That's November 17th. They're allowing unguarded drop boxes. Pennsylvania, they're now allowing unguarded drop boxes. And by the way, that state Supreme Court extended the deadline 3 days. With, by the way, it doesn't have to be postmarked. So what they're doing is, it's obvious. Here's how they're going to steal it, or here's how they're going to try to steal it. Election night, the votes get counted. Pretty much you're going to know what Trump's totals are going to be. How much he's won Pennsylvania by, how much he's won Michigan by, how much he's won Wisconsin or North Carolina. And then they're going to say, aha, that's how many votes we need to quote unquote count, i.e. manufacture, in order to put Biden over the top. And that's why they don't want Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat filled, because the Republicans are going to contest, and they should contest, and it's going to go to the courts. And they don't want this settled at the Supreme Court, because if it stays the way it is, Roberts, as he always does, is going to vote with the liberal minority bloc. It's going to be 4-4. And then it'll be a constitutional crisis. The media will declare Biden the winner. Biden will declare himself the winner. And they're going to ask the military to move in and remove Trump. To me, their strategy now is crystal clear. We can see it. Yep. It's naked. It's open.
But I don't think the Republican Party is really unfortunately, they're into these distractions of Portland and all the other things. But I think this is really my mother-in-law, where in the assisted living facility she's in, they have like 100 boxes. They're like little squares in the wall where the mail goes in. Someone can go in there the day that the mail's delivered, take all those ballots. Most people don't want them. They didn't ask for the ballots. They were sent to them, and just fill them out and return them. I mean, it's like this is what they have to protest and stop is this mail out. I mean, the social distancing, the normal space is 3 feet, is supposedly personal space. 6 feet is social distancing. So in other words, if they had 2 days of voting or 3 days of voting instead of one, everybody could be socially distanced and that people could pick a day, which day they're going to vote. And everyone could do it like they go to the supermarket. We wouldn't have to have the mail-in ballots. The whole focus of this thing is not about the right. These are all distractions. I know they're terrible.
Oh, you're completely right. No, Jack, listen, look, ultimately, you're right. That is the seminal issue. You're 1,000% correct. And Jack, thank you for that call. And look, AOC has now come out and said she's going to do in-person voting. I mean, I could go on to, others. So if AOC can go in person, why can't everybody else? I mean, the hypocrisy here is unbelievable. No, we don't need mail-in voting. If you're that worried about the coronavirus and you want masks and you want social distancing, have early voting. Have people vote. Have them vote 10, 15 days before the election. And just stagger it. You know, one day A and B, next day C and D, people with last name C and D, the other name E and F, whatever. And you can stagger it and have people vote and it's no problem. They wanted mail-in balloting because it's cheat by mail. It's not vote by mail. And everybody knows it. Now, to be fair, Trump has been sounding the alarm bell on this for months. He saw this coming with the shutdown. He saw this coming months ago. This was going to be their ultimate move. Now, what I find incredible in all of this is what do the Democrats think? Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that they actually steal the election. Let's just play out the scenario, okay? You think Trump people are going to take it? You think President Trump is going to take it? That's why he said, why should I concede? They're like, well, will you accept the results of the election? He said, look, if it's free and fair, of course I lose. Believe me, I got a beautiful place in Mar-a-Lago, wonderful wife, I'm a multi-billionaire. I need this job like I need a hole in the head. I'm not going to cry tears because I have to, serve another term and be vilified for 4 years. If I lose fair and square, I lose fair and square. But am I going to concede? If I know that Biden stole it, no. And of course he shouldn't. Of course he should contest the election. So what's going to happen to us as a country? That's my fear. Now, I got to tell you, this is what I find very alarming. Whether it's on the left, whether it's on the right, whether it's CNN, whether it's Fox, whether it's Republicans, whether it's Democrats, and I can certainly tell in the emails that I get and the text messages that we get, the word, and I'm using this word, this is exactly the word, the phrase, civil war. Everybody's now throwing that word around. And I'm like, do you know what a civil war is? Do you know how destructive the last one we had was? Like, let's not go down that road, because we may never come back. So that's what I find frightening. Is that the left is so hell-bent on destroying this country and so hell-bent on power and stopping President Trump that they are willing to destroy this nation and burn it to the ground. That's why they must lose, and they must lose big. My friends, as you know, I sleep on a MyPillow. I've been using MyPillow products for years. I wake up refreshed, recharged, ready to take on the day. Honestly, it's one of the best decisions I've ever made. Well, you know what, my friends? I also sleep on Giza Dream bed sheets. MyPillow's Giza Dream sheets are crafted from the most highly graded Egyptian cotton fiber. So soft and luxurious, totally breathable, perfect for helping to soothe you to sleep. MyPillow's Giza Dream bed sheets are available at a 2-for-1 low price, plus free shipping. So call now, 1-800-972-2316, 1-800-972-2316, or visit MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and be sure to use the code WRKO.
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out. And eventually, I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch.
949 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Kooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868. That, of course, was the Hilda Beast, Hillary Rotten Clinton, on a podcast urging Biden, Dementia Joe, under any circumstances, meaning even if Trump wins fair and square, no matter what, you don't concede because we'll steal it for you. Give us time with the mail-in voting, the mail-in ballots, the drop boxes, everything. Don't worry about it. We'll manufacture the votes. We'll fight it out in court, drag it out, and eventually we'll rig this baby. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, I want to go back to the phone lines. I want to read this email to you. I think it's a very profound email, and it's very typical of what I get from the great listeners of this audience. I keep saying, best audience in the business. Well, listen now to this. This is from Kevin in New Hampshire. Jeff, by every reasonable measure, the Democrat Party now meets the very definition of both a criminal enterprise and a terrorist organization on the federal, state, and municipal levels. This organization has become so reckless, so treacherous, and has become such a clear and present danger to the security of our republic that I feel the only way out of this is for the military to step in, arrest the leadership, hold military tribunals. After the tiers of leadership are tried and convicted for their crimes, just as it had to be done in World War II with the Nazi Party, the Democrat Party needs to be officially disbanded. I simply can't see any other way, in avoidance of a civil war, to remedy a situation where we find ourselves with one political party hell-bent on the suicidal destruction of our own republic. Am I wrong? Now, I'll tell you what I responded to him. You're not wrong. Sadly, you're not wrong. Now, my hope, this is my hope. Now, by the way, are they fostering domestic terrorism? Yes. Is Black Lives Matter and Antifa the paramilitary wing of the Democratic Party? It is unquestionable. Yes. Do they seek the destruction of the country and this great republic? By their own words, yes. They call it transformation. It's destruction. Yes. Are they a criminal enterprise? Yes. Look at how they're behaving now, just over the nomination of a replacement to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They're behaving like a bunch of gangsters and a bunch of criminals. Now, what I said was, my hope, because I never want to see violence ever, God forbid a civil war, God forbid. This is my hope, this is my prayer, this is my dream. You want to know what I pray for every night? This is exactly what I pray for every night. That President Trump wins in a landslide. And in particular, an electoral college landslide. I don't know about the popular vote, but certainly on the electoral college, where it becomes such a thorough repudiation of the radical left, where it becomes such a decisive defeat that it will force whatever few adults and grown-ups are left in the Democratic Party and in the media to reassess and reevaluate and hopefully begin to start moderating some of their positions. That's the only way out. Otherwise, we are in very dangerous territory. I'm telling you now from the bottom of my heart. And that's why Jack made, he was dead on with his call. You got judges. And by the way, the Wall Street Journal, okay, the Wall Street Journal is now warning the exact same thing on their editorial pages, the official editorial pages, not opinion pieces, the official position of the paper. We are heading for a constitutional legal crisis because of these liberal judges, these Democrat hacks in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in these battleground states that are allowing ballot harvesting, They're allowing universal mail-in voting. They're deliberately now extending the deadline for weeks. With all these ridiculous unguarded drop boxes, they are opening the door to massive voter fraud. This is going to be fought out in the courts. And God forbid, if we have a 4-4 Supreme Court, is this a nightmare scenario? It's a complete nightmare scenario. So then we have to try to resolve these disputes, and the final authority and arbiter is itself completely divided. Then what happens to the country? That's why, for any other reason, the president must get his nomination out. Mitch McConnell needs to move ASAP. There needs to be a vote, and that nominee needs to be confirmed, not after the election, before the election. Literally, the very security and stability and future of our republic may hang in the balance. 617-266-6868. That's why, to be honest with you, I'm urging Amy Coney Barrett for many reasons. One of them, she's already been thoroughly vetted. She's ready to go. She's ready to go now. 617-266-6868. Paul in Ludlow. Thanks for holding, Paul, and welcome.
How you doing, Jeff?
Hi, Paul.
Good show.
Thank you.
What upsets me is what you said. If I met Biden, I'm a Trump supporter. I would shake his hand and call him yes, sir, no, sir. You just called him a pathetic shell of a man.
Yes.
And I think that's wrong.
Okay, why?
You are picking on an older person. A pathetic shell of a man. I would say yes, sir, no, sir. Thank you, Mr. Biden.
Okay, but I mean,
hate is hate. Hate is hate. I mean,
oh, but I think you're twisting my words a little bit. I don't hate the man.
Sir.
No, I know that, Paul.
A pathetic shell of a man for an elderly person.
Yes, but he's a pathetic.
I think that's wrong.
I understand, but Paul, he's a pathetic shell of a man. Not because I hate him. God forbid, I don't hate anybody. I think what's going on here is elderly. This is elderly abuse. This is elderly abuse. He is clearly now in the advanced stages of dementia. He is a shell of a man. And what I mean by pathetic is he sounds pathetic. I mean, to go on about 200 million Americans dying from the coronavirus and he doesn't realize what he just said. I mean, Paul,
right.
this is embarrassing. I'm not trying to call him names. This is my reaction. If this was my grandfather, this is pathetic. He's no longer himself. He's a shell of the man. By the way, his own biographer used that term. He goes, I worked with him 5 years ago. He's a shell of a man. That's what he is. Paul, this is senility. This is very serious. I feel very sorry for him. Honest to God, I do. But that's what he's become. I'm not using the F-bomb. I'm not calling him a butthole. I'm really being honest. It's pathetic. It's sad. And he is now a shell of his former self. That's what a dementia does. Where's his wife? Where are his kids? Where are his grandkids?
You know what you put out there to me? You said you're a pathetic shell of a man.
Yes.
And I think that was bad wording.
Okay. Paul, thank you. I appreciate the feedback. So I disagree, but you can obviously disagree with me. 617-266-6868. Can I squeeze one more in? Paula, New Hampshire. Literally, I've got 45 seconds. Go.
Okay, Jeff, October 17th, I want to do a rally in Nashua, New Hampshire on Daniel Webster Highway and Spitbrook Road for President Trump flags and back the blue, and that's where we're going to be. I will send it out to you on Facebook, Jeff. How about that?
Thank you, Paula. We got to do more rallies for Trump. He has to win New Hampshire. It is one of the key battleground states, and those four Electoral College votes could make the difference in this election. So we got to fight for every vote, every inch of New Hampshire. All right, I got to go. God bless you. Jeff Kooner, Boston's Bulldozer. Bye-bye.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.